Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 Medium Wave and on 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or text us at 001-202-465-0318. Here are our top stories this evening.
Officials in the MDC formation of former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai continue to widen with a new document penned by Youth Secretary General Promise Mkhwananzi, accusing the party of diverting from its founding principles.
We must, as a party, return the party to the values and the principles of constitutionalism. That is what we pride ourselves in. That is the distinction which is between ourselves and Zambia. We want to see the constitution being followed to the letter and the spirit of the same.
A parliament today quizzed some of the country's top church leaders on rape and other crimes being committed under the guise of Christianity.
And the judgment last week by High Court Judge Nicholas Matonsi on the government's right to seize underutilized land divides opinion in the country.
Fissures in the MDC formation of former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai continue to widen following the release of a document by Youth Secretary General Promise Mkhwananzi today, accusing the party of diverting from its founding principle of providing a democratic alternative to President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF. Mkhwananzi says the National Council meeting called by Mr. Tsvangirai last week was unconstitutional, adding therefore the suspension of Deputy Treasurer General Elton Mangoma from the party was unprocedural. He also accused Organizing Secretary Nelson Chamisa for dividing the party by mishandling party primary elections ahead of last year's polls and of misleading Mr. Tsvangirai that he was going to beat President Robert Mugabe in the disputed elections when he knew things on the ground looked otherwise. Over the weekend, Mr. Tsvangirai held two rallies in Chitungwiza and Mabvuku, where he told supporters that those refusing to toe the party line and calling on him to resign were free to leave the party. This was in apparent reference to Secretary General Tendai Biti, Mr. Mangoma and others who did not attend the two rallies. Biti told Studio 7 he did not have any comment. But Mkhwananzi spoke with reporter Ntunga Melinkomo about the issues he raised in his document.
We must, as a party, return the party to the values and the principles of constitutionalism. That is what we pride ourselves in. That is the distinction which is between ourselves and Zambia. We want to see the constitution being followed to the letter and the spirit of the same.
Is there any action that you want taken against Mr. Tsvangirai and Mr. Chamisa for the reasons that you cited?
What we are saying is that the MDC must distinguish itself from ZANU-PF on the basis of the values and the principles to which it was formed. The MDC was formed to be a movement that is fundamentally different from ZANU-PF. And one of those fundamental differences was the internal democracy of the party, which in fact is meant to strengthen the divergent views that are resident in the MDC. As you all know, that the MDC has been a big church of divergent ideas, from the student movement, the labor movement, the constitutional movement, the women's movement, the workers and the peasants. And in that scenario, we need a strong internal democratic system in order to sustain the divergent views within the party and ensure that the party remains strong. That is the message that we are talking about.
Mr. Mwanzora says that you may fail to comprehend constitutional and legal matters because you did not finish your studies in law. How do you respond to that?
Well, that's very interesting for Mr. Mwanzora to celebrate my failure to complete my studies at the University of Zimbabwe after being expelled for fighting for academic freedoms in the country. Nonetheless, if that is neither here nor there, the principles of the Constitution, they are basic. They don't need a lawyer. You need just to read and understand what the Constitution says. And the Constitution is very clear that we must have a two-thirds majority for a member of the National Standing Committee to be suspended. And clearly, it is really, to me, a cryptic puzzle how the National Chairman, Mr. Moyo, arrived at the nominal two-thirds that are prescribed in the Constitution.
That was MDC Youth Assembly Secretary General Promise Mkwananzi on the line from Harare with reporter Ntungamilinko Mom. But party spokesman Douglas Monzora dismisses Mkwananzi's document.
What we know is that this is a document that has been written in competition to many documents that are meant to denigrate our President Tsvangirai. There is absolutely no logic in that document. It's 8 pages long, and the moment you write a legal argument which is 8 pages long, we say that you are losing the case. The issue here is that President Tsvangirai and the National Council sat together with 142 people. And they made a decision. And the decision is that there are serious allegations being raised against our Deputy Treasurer General. We did not want to come to conclusions about those allegations. We therefore referred him to the Independent Disciplinary Tribunal, made up of 3 lawyers who are outside the MDC, so that he clears himself. This is what our Constitution says, Article 12. It allows us to suspend our member and refer him to the disciplinary committee. The disciplinary committee may find him innocent, may find him guilty, or may try to impose a less penalty. That's up to the disciplinary committee. But people must subject themselves to the laws of the party. This is what we mean by rule of law. Rule of law means you must follow your laws, you must answer your charges, and you must clear yourself.
Is the party going to take any action against Mr. Mkwananzi over this document and also the Secretary General, Mr. Tendai Biti, over his press conference on Friday?
Firstly, let me deal with our Secretary General. Our own considered opinion is that the press conference was held in a moment where our Secretary General must have been angry and frustrated. And therefore, it was a press conference that, in all fairness, he probably regrets. But our Secretary General was emotional, I think. But after everything is said and done, we know that when he cools down, the good lawyer in him will come out. He's an intelligent man. He's a very, very good lawyer. And when he cools down, the good lawyer in him is going to come out.
That was MDCT spokesman Douglas Monzora in Harare. Political analyst Charles Mtasa thinks the scabbles in the MDCT party could signal another split similar to the one in 2005.